In Northwest News on KPLU, state lawmakers have turned down a chance to lower the threshold for passing school construction bonds in local elections. Since 1944, it's taken a 60% supermajority vote. But KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes says school districts are clamoring for a change.
SQUIM Superintendent Kelly Shea says he got the message. It was April of last year, and his $154 million bond issue had just failed with only 45% of the vote.
Basically, the phrase that got used was, you guys are biting off more than you can chew.
So Shea scaled down the next request by a lot, to just under $50 million. He dropped plans to replace an aging high school and erect a new football stadium. And it still failed, with 57% of the vote. It's too high a bar, Shea says, especially when districts are trying to find space for new full-day kindergarten classrooms and potentially for smaller class sizes.
All of these things that have changed recently are going to put a significant demand on space. So how do districts quickly respond to those changes?
A bill that would have allowed construction bonds to pass with a simple majority was up for a vote in a House committee last week, but it was pulled before it could go on to the full House. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.